Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Wednesday, February 28th, 2024, pre-market report. Let's start off with this. How many of you are frankly disgusted as I am here? So it looks, again, and imagine my shock and your shock, that Congress, our loving, caring representatives, you know, our votes really do count. They're now seeking another stopgap measure to fund the government. Meanwhile, oh yeah, let's just throw billions and tens of billions and hundreds of billions everywhere else to fund wars. Oh yeah, but we can't fund our own government. How does that work? Can someone here again explain this to me as if I am a young child or a cocker spaniel? You see, because Greg Manorino, it's above my pay grade and I can't understand it, but maybe you do. Are you sick of it yet? Really, honestly, let me know. I'm sick of that, and I'm also sick of this. So this morning, I'm flipping through Bloomberg and CNBC and Fox Business, the same narrative. The same narrative. They all get the same script. Okay, economy, soft landing, soft landing, soft landing, and they repeat it three times. There's something with this three thing. It's hypnotic. Meanwhile, I mean, look, people, every single leading economic indicator continues to fall. We, you and I, have covered this repeatedly in this blog. We've sat down and discussed how this is. And just yesterday, we find out what? That business investment, which is a major leading indicator for the economy, it's gone. Businesses are not investing in themselves. That is clearly a sign that things are not going very well here. And it just doesn't stop. It's not going to stop. The economy, forget about a soft landing. This is a crash on a global level, and you know exactly what's going on. You know exactly why this is happening, and it's going to get a lot worse here. This is the creation of a neo-feudal system. That's where we are going. And it's a wipeout. It's a wipeout on a grand scale with regard to the middle class, whatever's left of it here. So that's the number one narrative that's going around the mainstream propaganda ministry. And then there's a second narrative. And we started hearing about this several weeks ago. Again, same, you know, propaganda ministry out here. And I love how they're wording this. It's an incredible thing. They're talking about the anti-U.S. axis. That's exactly how it's being worded. Does that sound familiar to you? You know, the Allies versus the Axis during World War II? And they're, again, pointing the powers that be here, are trying to convince you, yet again, that what's going on in the Middle East, and we're now increasing our attacks yet again on these so-called Iranian-backed groups out there. Look, in case you don't know, maybe you don't know, for you young people out here, you want to read a book. That book is called Sun Tzu, The Art of War. In that book, it goes over a premise. One of those premises are all warfare is based on deception. Now, most people might think, oh, okay, well, all warfare is based on deception. They're talking about combatants against each other. Absolutely not. Okay. This encompasses every aspect of warfare. That includes what's being sold to you and me right now. We are being deceived on an unprecedented scale here. All warfare, all, underscored, is based on deception. And this is yet another deception here, people. You know what's going on here. A mechanism to pull cash into the now. Henceforth, why you're seeing this kick the can down the road yet again by a... Tell me what are these people good for? Why do we have a so-called representative, you feel like you're being represented right here, this representative government style that we have? Really, you're being represented right now, aren't you? Oh yeah, because your vote really counts. And I know some of you sincerely believe that, but you are deluded. And I mean beyond deluded, but that's okay. There's always the deluded group and the people that understand what's actually going on. And that's kind of the situation as it always is. It's not going to change. So anyway, so I want to hear from you on number one, what do you think about Congress here? Kicking the can down the road yet again or looking to do so. Number two, this narrative of a soft landing. They got to convince you that what's happening and what they're even telling you via their own numbers isn't real. It's astonishing. And then this anti-U.S. axis. Of course, they're referring to the BRICS. And this is all about the U.S. dollar as the world reserve. And there's a problem here. You all know that. We've covered it at length. This is a direct threat to the dollar. And they will kill whoever they have to kill. Millions, millions of people will be murdered, okay, to keep the mechanism going. Along with this other scheme, again, to empower central banks, none more so than the Fed. Who supplies the cash for all these wars, for government stopgap bills, for everything? Who supplies all the cash? We don't have it. We are broke. Do you realize that? The United States, the laughing stock of the world? Honestly, I hate to say that as an American citizen here, because it's the truth here. Imagine you lived in another part of the world and you found out, you were listening to the nonsense that's going on here. And the way they keep the people polarized between the blues and the reds and the two wings of the same bird, and people don't know what how could we have, let me ask you, this is supposed to be a government that the people can govern themselves. People don't even know who they are anymore. You remember under Obama, the other freaking thing that none of us could stand here? People didn't know what bathroom to use. If we don't know what bathroom to use because we identify with a kitty cat or a man as a woman and no one can define what a man or a woman is, how can we govern ourselves? You see what's going on? This is the society that has been dumbed down to the highest order, and they're not done dumbing us down. Not you and me, though. You and me got this. Anyway, let's look over here at the market this morning. Bitcoin just about 60,000. Imagine my shock. Imagine your shock. I know there's a lot of people here that are shocked because they thought or they were promised that it was going to zero, and it ain't going to zero ever. Okay, ever. Just remember I said that. It's incredible. I tell you, look, you can lead a horse to water. You cannot make it drink, unfortunately, and there are people that are going to be lost here. This opportunity abounds around us, people. That's what this blog is really about. You understand? This is not, I know there are those here that get off on doom or gloom. This has nothing to do with doom or gloom. This is all about recognizing opportunity, and it's every freaking where, okay? No matter what's going on, there is opportunity for you and I to take advantage of. Period. And we're going to take advantage of those people who cannot freaking see their own hand in front of their freaking face in broad daylight. It's just the truth. It's just the way it is. Anyway, so Bitcoin around 60 grand. Do we need a pullback? Absolutely. What should we do if we get a pullback in Bitcoin or any of the big cryptos? You should be buying that dip. Gold, silver, and crude oil under a little pressure today. And that's because of this dollar. Okay, there's something going on here I want to speak about real quick. So the U.S. dollar index of Dixie is now over 104. The market is smelling something here. This is a little bit of a fear trade going on, despite the fact that we're not seeing any cash make its way really into the perceived safety of debt. 10-year yield, 4.28. Market's okay with that. This market is so incredibly overdue for a pullback or a correction. We don't get those anymore. I'm looking for that. I already have cash put aside, all right? All of you need to have some powder dry. My line's out here to buy the dips. Buy the dips. This is a selection cycle. I'm going to say it three times. Selection cycle, that's two. Selection cycle, that's three. Understand? This is not an election. We will have no election. This is a selection. You have no representation at all. Zero. We need to look out for each other, and that's exactly what we're doing. That's another thing about this blog here. This is about seeking opportunity, finding opportunity, and pouncing on it, all right? My lions know what I'm talking about here. This is about understanding what's going on and what's happening to you and trying to put yourself, all of us here, we're a big family, in the right spots. Understand? That's it. That's all we're doing here. Understand? Anyway, that's the story. That's what's going on here. But again, maybe I got it right. Maybe I got it wrong. Why don't you tell me, all right? Honestly, I do read the comments and I try to respond to them and I do want to hear from you. So Greg, you know what? You're right here, but you're wrong here. Please tell me, okay? As I said, explain to me as if I'm a young child or a small dog or something along those lines here, because, All of you are smarter than I am. All right, look, I am going to get out of here right now. I will see you later, 4.05 p.m. Eastern for the live stream. I hope to see you there. I want to get some more people involved in this, all right? Please share this stuff, people. Get it out there. If you got something out of this video, those thumbs up are they're required, all right, if you're part of my team. So I'm hoping you're going to hit that thumbs up here. And that's it. All right, I will see all of you later. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other, all right?